Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have BAE Systems' Colin McKinty talking to us on how to prevent data breaches by using the four C's. So check them out. On today's program, we are talking data breaches, which should affect all of us, or we should all be concerned about that. So we have BAE Systems' Colin McKinty on the program. How's it going, Colin?
Oh, well, thank you. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is quite an important topic these days, as we all know that the data breaches are going crazy, or at least they have been the last couple of years. They seem to be kind of at a standstill right now, but who knows what's lurking around the corner. But you guys have kind of like a special type training for these data breaches for employees and staffs everywhere, and we're talking in particular financial institutions. Can you give us a quick summary on what you guys do here?
Sure. So one of the ways that our attackers are trying to get into networks of organizations is through phishing. So sending an email to someone in an organization with a link or a document in there that contains some malware. And these emails are really attractive to the person that they're sent to. Yeah. So the idea is you click on them. You either open the attachment or you click on the link, and inadvertently you infect your computer or you give away your credentials, and basically giving the would-be attacker a way into the network.
Yeah. Isn't that how the target data breach or almost all of these data breaches happen? Was an email, basically.
Well, basically, phishing is a popular method for getting into networks. And one of the reasons there is that people and users still click on these emails coming in. If we look at the Verizon data breach report from 2015, still 23% of users are clicking on these suspicious emails, with 11% people actually clicking on the attachment themselves. Mm-hmm. So it is a technique that's been around for a while, but still very successful.
Very cool. Can I stop you for a second, Colin? I have a couple of visitors here that the wonders of working from home. Here's one half.
Hello
alone.
There.
Let me get the other half. She's being shy with the umbrella, so let me get them out. Hi. Hang on a second.
Okay, no problem.
Guys, come on. Out. Okay, I will help you after I'm done, okay? Hi, guys. Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
Sorry, Colin. I had them at the door the whole time. All right. So what exactly are you guys looking for when you're training? I mean, obviously we talked about the emails and how bad those are. There's other areas, correct?
Well, so for the training, the key thing is to help the employees or staff recognize a suspicious email. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't block email. We all use email for business purposes. And so the idea is to provide the employees with a set of skills. Basically, we call these the four C's. A way to evaluate an email to help them think before they click. So we look at the context of the email. You know, should I be receiving this? Or are you expecting this email to kind of come in? Is it right for the job role that you do? What's in it? You know, is attachment, is there a link, is there anything kind of suspicious maybe about the link in terms of to a website that you've not heard of? No, again, maybe not part of your job. How's the email written, the composition? You know, is it badly worded or does it just look a little bit strange? Yeah. And the final piece is the communicator. Who's it actually from? You know, is this an email that you would expect to receive from someone, or again, is it something a little bit different? And it's about across all of those four factors. It's not kind of ticking the box and saying, what, the context of this is right, so this can't be phishing. It's looking for subtle signs across those four C's, mm-hmm. and then making an evaluation. Say, you know what, this is a bit suspicious. I'm not going to click on it, and I'm going to forward this to my security team.
I love that. It's so easy to remember now, because, I mean, when you can kind of compartmentalize it like that, it's so easy to remember, because there's so many of us out there that just open emails randomly or just do all sorts of just stuff that just goes, you know, beyond our common sense. But if you can kind of wrap it up into like a four C's type thing, that makes it so easy to remember. And maybe a lot of these wouldn't happen.
It does. Absolutely. The idea is just to provide those tools, getting the people to think. And we've all done it. We all have busy lives. Yeah. The email comes in. It maybe is from my boss. The boss says, you know, look at this quickly. What do we want to do? We want to click on it and do what our boss says. But actually, if the email doesn't look right, does your boss normally send you an email? Is this his writing style, etc.? Mm-hmm. It helps you kind of to stop, think, and then decide what is the right action here.
Exactly. You might want to double check with your boss too. Like check back and say, hey, did you send me this email? Especially if it has to do with finances. Like I need $70,000 to do something. Like you might want to double check with the boss first.
pick up the phone. You know, we've got different ways of communicating. So absolutely, give him a call, and you know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. You know, you chasing up and making sure that this was an appropriate email.
Of course. Now, how is this changing these days? I mean, we're talking emails now, but there's so many other factors out there. How is it changing? And what things should we look out for?
So I think it's the sophistication that is continuing to evolve. So, you know, go back a number of years, phishing emails, for example, were quite kind of generic and easier to spot.
Yeah.
But attackers are very sophisticated. And one of the first things that they do now when they're launching a targeted attack is to do reconnaissance. So they go out there and they find out, what can I find out about this organization? It's not a scattergun approach anymore. They have real ideas around what they want to achieve with an attack.
Yeah.
That could be going after an individual or after an organization. And so they do this reconnaissance, and particularly in social media. So we're all inadvertently leaking information about ourselves, etc. That's what the attackers are going after. And so if they find on Facebook or wherever else you post some information about a hobby, and then they decide that you are a target that they want to try and optimize, they might send you an email. Maybe you like fishing. Maybe you like surfing. An email turns up with a great offer for the latest surfboard or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's helping say, oh, you know what? This has got the right context for me.
Right.
I'm going to click on this. And they're very clever. So that's one of the real drivers that's happening at the moment. It makes us as humans, you know, and employees, it's a difficult task,
yeah,
you know, to actually weed out these phishing emails.
Yeah, it sounds like it's common sense. So who exactly in an organization do you train? I mean, is it everybody? Is it like in a financial institution? Is it the frontline tellers? Is it the back office operation people? Is it the branch manager? Is it all the way up to the CEO? I mean, who do you train?
Absolutely everyone. Right. Everyone has a role for security in the organization. Even if you don't have access to email, you should be understanding about what you're posting on social media and all aspects. And it's not a one-time thing either. This should just be part of general business. That we talk about these, as I've described these four C's, we do regular training, you know, exercises to help people understand and recognize these emails coming in, to understand why it's important, you know, what's the impact of a breach on a company, and that they can be significant. So if you educate people about why this is important, they're going to be more motivated. And the final piece is to actually test. So, you know, we help organizations, and we do it internally ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. We test. We send out emails that look like phishing emails with enough clues that if someone is following the four C's, they should be able to pick up on it.
Yeah.
But do you know what? People still click on it. And in some respects, that's not bad. I'd rather them click on an email we have sent as part of a test than someone from an attacker group. And do you know what? If you've clicked on one and you get that kind of flag from HR saying, you know, you really shouldn't have done that, next time you get an email, you definitely think before you click.
Exactly. Yeah, we kind of learn from our lessons, and hopefully we learn from those mistakes the first time, but not the second time.
Absolutely. But we shouldn't beat ourselves up because these are really complex, you know, complex emails. And one of the changes that we are seeing in the security terms is that it's not just about prevention. You know, phishing and these types of training, et cetera, are really important about building the friction for the would-be attackers. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, they're very sophisticated, and if they want to find a way in, they're likely to.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of the first line of a multi-line defense, really. Mm-hmm. So we don't. It's not really when an attack might actually happen. And so beyond what we're talking about today, there's a whole range of other things we need to put in place. Assuming that an attack is going to happen, someone's going to get in, we need to be able to detect that and remediate that as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Definitely. Words to live by, Colin. I mean, where can we find out more about this stuff? It's very interesting, and I love how you kind of condense it down into the four C's, which are super easy to remember for all of us. Like you said, we have such busy, busy lives. We kind of forget the complexity of what goes on out there. But if you can condense it down into the four C's, boom, that's a huge help right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we work with a range of customers and clients to help them, you know, put in place these types of processes. And there's awful lot of information out there as well. It's just trying to familiarize yourself with, you know, what the phishing emails look like.
Yep.
You know, what should I be recognizing? And to be honest, I'm sure people are getting that as well from their own their credit unions and banks and other companies that whether they're members of a credit union or whether you know, they're customers of a bank. I get emails from my bank saying, hey, this is what our emails look like. Mm-hmm. If they look like this other thing, don't click on it because that's not us.
Yep.
And so I think people are beginning to get that exposure already.
Yeah, I rarely, if ever, click on an email, even from, you know, my credit union that I recognize. I rarely click on it anyway. I mean, if I really need something or a response, I'll call them or drive to the branch. I mean, because I'm so wary of the whole phishing and the whole email thing. I'm like, I'm not taking that chance, you know? So I'll just drive down there or give them a call.
Exactly. You know, if there's a link in there that you absolutely want to follow, go and Google that, and I'll find that web page myself rather than clicking on that link. Again, it's just another way. Are you a little bit suspicious? You know, okay, find a different route to get that information, because you don't want to stop business. We all need to click on links, etc.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is one area actually where businesses can help their members or their employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finding a way of basically having a phishing hotline. You know, you've gone through your 4 C's. You've got a suspicious email.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do next?
Yeah.
But you really want to open it. You know, you think this is either important for your business or for the work or whatever. What do you do? Well, a lot of organizations now have phishing email hotlines where you email their phishing email into it and say, hey, I want to click on this. I need this information. If it's true, mm-hmm. please can you validate that? And that's an important process for companies that goes beyond the training and actually puts in other processes to help members or employees mm-hmm. to protect.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up, because it's like we all get these things like, oh my gosh, what do you do if you receive one, especially in your workplace? I mean, where it could be a threatening type thing to your workplace. Excuse me. Who do you report? Oh my gosh. Who do you report it to? I mean, so it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, so that's a great thing to have that phishing hotline or the email hotline thing for people to check it out.
Absolutely. And for organizations that aren't necessarily large and don't have a big security team, there's a range of vendors out there that provide that type of service.
Very nice.
So you can send that email out, we'll check it out, and then get back to you to say, you know what, yeah, good catch, this was a phishing email.
Yep.
Or no, this is safe, just mm-hmm. go ahead and actually do it.
And you may have saved somebody else from opening the same email too, because if you can report it throughout the company and go, hey, don't open this email, I almost did, you know, so you can save somebody else some grief and and effort as well. So
Absolutely. You know, they'll be trying a number of different ways to get into the organization. So, you know, if you can flag this up, then that will be put across the security team and disseminated out. And hopefully people will, you know, learn from your lessons or the things that you found.
Very cool. Well, Colin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. This is great stuff. I love the 4 C's. So we're going to, yeah, you just did my headline for me. So I appreciate the time. And BAE Systems, Colin McKinty, everybody, thank you so much for taking time. I love this information.
Thank you very much. It's been fun speaking to you today.
As well.